Good evening, councillors, and welcome to your cabinet meeting, all of you. So, this meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the council's website. In addition, under local authorities' executive arrangements, meetings and access to information, regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recording is not under council control. So, just so you're aware, when you're talking, if you will introduce yourself, so for the record, for the tape, that would be most helpful. So, item one, we have apologies, and apologies received from Councillor Morgan, who is on holiday. Item two, we have disclosures of pecuniary and personal interests, and I have an interest as a county councillor to declare in item seven. Has anybody else? Deborah.
Councillor Taylor, I'd like to declare an interest in item seven as a county councillor.
Thanks very much. Sorry.
Thank you, Deputy Leader. Much the same. I'd like to declare an interest in item seven as a county councillor. Thank you.
Thank you. So, leaders' announcements. There are no leaders' announcements. Minutes of the previous meeting on the 5th of July 2018. Is everybody happy to accept those? Everybody in favour? No, that's unanimous. Thank you. Questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.7. So, if I could invite Councillor David Snart to the table. So, David, would you like to read out the question, or are you happy to take the question and response as read?
Happy to take it as it is. Thank you.
So, would you like to make a supplementary question or a statement?
Please, if I may. It's David Snart then, and like my colleague... Oh, thank you, for the reply. Like my colleagues, I am a councillor who represents residents of the Borough of Charnwood. Therefore, when reading the Cabinet report, I did find it odd not to see any reference to our residents in the recommendation. The discussions on possible changes to the structure of local government in Leicestershire, in my view, needs to put residents of Charnwood at the forefront of any outcomes that are decided, especially when looking at changes to services, costs, and administration. Therefore, we need to understand fully how proposed structures will affect our communities. To make sure we give some reassurance to our residents, I am hopeful that my amendment to the recommendation will prevail so that we keep to our commitments made in the corporate plan. May I suggest that all councillors are kept informed on progress with a very important item, whether through holding the administration to account, through scrutiny, or in my view, regular updates, news briefs. I believe there needs to be confidence in the way forward, making sure residents see genuine improvement and benefits to services and financial gains if changes to structures take place, starting by adding the residents of Charnwood to the recommendation tonight. Thank you.
David, I think we'll consider that when we come to item 7 on the agenda. Thank you very much. We're inundated with questions this evening. We have Councillor Ron Dukes who has a question. Would you like to come to the table? So, So, Councillor Dukes, would you like to read out your question, or would you want to take? Are you happy to take the question and the response as set out as read?
I'm quite happy to accept them as they are, Deputy Leader. Well, a statement rather than a... it's more a reiteration of what's gone on. It's some 5 years now since I chaired the committee on HMOs, and the lead member actually scoped it. We put it to the cabinet, and I rather expected it to be dealt with fairly quickly, but it wasn't. And since then, we've found out that HMOs really includes private individuals and students. So it's a much, much wider spread than it was before. Looking at what's gone on to date, I think we've been reactive rather than proactive. And I do feel to speed it up, we really need two more enforcement officers to ensure that it moves forward at a pace, because it's in everybody's interest in Charnwood for their quality of life and the way they live. This is my last year as a Conservative councillor, but there's still 8 months to go, so I'm hoping I'll be happily cheered up by what happens over the next 8 months. That's my statement.
Margaret, would you like to add anything as lead member to that?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I think we've really been pleased with the fact that Professor Smith's 3 years is now concluded, and there's been a wealth of information. The fact that the database has been produced and aligned with some of ours, not necessarily all, at the start, it was very much about planning, getting information for planning. But it wasn't just for planning. And I think that's proved to be important, because in the last 5 years, we've also had a tremendous change in the country as a whole. And you mentioned the fact that it was about students, and we've learned far more. We've definitely got an awful lot of other HMOs. And the problems in Loughborough are very different to the problems the other side of the borough towards Leicester and Leicestershire generally. So it's not confined to Loughborough, which I think many people think the problems are. So what's been very useful is all the identification of the houses in the first place, but it's the trends and the dynamics, and I think also what's important is the fact that all the letters on the expanded mandatory scheme have gone out now, and yet there's two more that people are being reminded, landlords are being reminded once again this month that they need to get their applications in, and they're going to have another letter next year. We've had a few responses already, and I suspect they're from the good landlords. But after the 1st of October, if they are running a house and they don't have a licence for it, it will be a criminal offence and it will go on their record, and there will be civil penalties put in place. So it's become no laughing matter. It's been quite serious. And while we still perhaps find little patches of information we don't know, unless we have more enforcement, I agree with you, Councillor Dukes, it's what's needed. I also hope it's on my watch, not just yours.
Thank you for that heartfelt rendition there. So, has anybody else got any comments they'd like to make? Nope? All right, so thank you very much, Ron. Thank you. It's good to know we are looking at it, and I'm sure the business case could be developed in alliance with the existing legislation and anything else that comes into force. So the next item is the Charnwood Site Safety and Security, and we have the benefit of an overview and scrutiny report. Could I invite Councillor John Capleton to come to the table and present his report, please.
Thank you, Chair. The Evergreen Scrutiny Group considered the report and the supplementary information provided by the lead member for major contracts and the head of cleansing and open spaces. It emerged that, one, the procurement process had been completed, so there was already a contractor in place to carry out the work. Two, there was a small budget available to deal with the minor repairs, but not enough to cover the amount of the work required in all the open spaces. The work is deemed necessary given the recent problems in some areas. We feel also if the site security is neglected, Charnwood Borough could incur legal liabilities in the event of anybody or even a trespasser being injured on site. The group therefore agreed that it would be appropriate for the Cabinet to be asked to approve the recommendations set out in the report and to agree to the work in connection with site security being completed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Cogleton. That's fairly clear. Has any member of Cabinet got any questions they'd like to ask for clarification? No? Yes, please, Margaret, do.
Ms. Middlewitz, it says sites have been prioritised. Do we have deadlines for when it's going to happen?
I think they're going to work through all of them as soon as they can. I would invite Matt Bradford to come to the table, please, to present the report. And could I ask Councillor Harper-Davis to do a small introduction? Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Leader. Councillor Harper-Davis. Charnwood owns a number of open space sites across the borough, and over time gates and fences have become deteriorating, leading to the sites becoming vulnerable to animals, trespass of unauthorised vehicles and pedestrians, and in summer months the possibility risk of an occasional fire. Officers have identified a number of specific sites where safety and access is a security issue within the borough, and out of these sites which will be deemed from the severest to the lower priority, which is obviously from high to low. Cabinet this evening are being asked to consider the funding of up to £50,000, which is identified from the capital programme, to commence work on these issues, which we've been discussing, and to begin a programme of work which may be subject to review, an ongoing review, which will be progressed from August over a three-month period of time. The ongoing works will be reviewed by the officers within the cleansing and open spaces team during this time. So the proposed programme in its entirety will cost, as mentioned, up to £50,000. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Matt, can I ask you to...
Thank you, Chair. As Councillor Harper-Davis has already mentioned, the types of incidents that we are experiencing on open spaces include joyriding, unauthorised encampments, social activities in vehicles, and attempted thefts and break-ins in equipment stores. And this represents particularly challenging threats to us, really, disruption to wildlife, noise nuisance from cars, be it music or engine noise, loud voices and shouting late at night, and it can have a significantly detrimental impact on residents living in close proximity to our open spaces. Some of the open spaces identified in our assessment are sites of special scientific interest or local nature reserves, and we feel that it's incumbent to do what we can at this stage to protect those sites. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Has anybody got any questions? Councillor Vardy.
Thank you, Deputy Leader. Yes, very, very briefly, I think this is to be welcomed. It's a sensible approach to protect our assets and to protect communities that might well be vulnerable for inappropriate usage of the site. So I will be supporting this.
Thank you. Deborah.
Councillor Taylor, how have you managed to prioritise the sites, and is it sort of the danger to the wildlife there, or is it how big the damage is to the open space?
Thank you, Chair. We've looked at a number of issues, including the frequency of the incidents at each site, the vulnerability at those sites as well, and made an assessment based on those factors, really. We have got some particularly sensitive sites, and that has been taken into account.
Thank you. Councillor Mercer.
Thank you, Deputy. I was talking to a local farmer who expressed a similar concern about problems that was happening on his farm, such as waste being dumped, poaching, vandalism and theft. But he seemed to think this was an escalating problem. Is this what we're doing at the moment going to be something which we're going to have a bigger problem with in the future? Or do you think this is sufficient to knock it on its head now?
I think this is sufficient to address our high priority sites at this stage. What we intend to do going forward is to keep the medium and lower priority sites under review and take any appropriate action in the future. Obviously, if we do experience issues at other sites that we haven't identified, we'll try and remedy that through the budget setting process to get the appropriate resources in place.
Thank you. So, has anybody else got any other questions they'd like to ask? Margaret, you've had your ration of questions tonight. No. Carry on, Margaret, carry on.
Yeah, Councillor Smidowitz, now she's allowed to. Having now been out quite a few times with on the fly-tipping venture to see some of the places, it's really been disheartening. But I feel particularly sorry for the farmers because they've got to pay to actually have the stuff removed and the rubbish, and it really has been sad what we've seen, particularly when it's been from the same person in different sites, and one will clear up and the other we can't without payment, and there does seem to be an awful unfairness in that. Just an observation.
Thank you for that. I think it's a it's good that we're doing this. I absolutely understand what you're saying, Councillor Smidovic. It is disturbing when you're driving around the county and you see people dumping things all over the place. It's not looking after our borough at all. And this goes, this action will go a long way to addressing possible problems in our land. So I would request Councillor Harper-Davies to summarise the report and move.
Thank you, Deputy Leader, Councillor Harper-Davies. Obviously, the purpose we know is to seek transfer £50,000 from the capital plan to address these issues, and the funding is identified from the capital programme to address these works and improve access and safety in our open spaces. I'd like to recommend that the Cabinet consider that.
I take it you're making recommendation one on page one of the report for the reasons as outlined on page one. Is that correct? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay.
Could I have a second for that?
Thank you, Deputy Leader. I'd like to second that proposal, please.
Thank you. So, the next item we have is the model of local government in Leicestershire, and we have an overview and scrutiny report, and I'd like to invite Councillor John Cableton to the table again, please. So before John begins his report, I'll just do a very brief introduction. This is something that is very much in the initial stages. Very little apart from a meeting of the district leaders to agree what they want to do. Everything is very still much open. It is absolutely the very, very initial stage. I think it's essential that councillors are kept up to date, and they will be. And it's also essential that any proposals are subject to scrutiny And I'm sure other district councils will feel exactly the same about putting their residents first as we do. And that pretty much is the tone of the report. And I will now ask John to introduce his report from overview and scrutiny.
Thank you, Deputy Leader. Overview Scrutiny Group considered the report and the supplementary information provided by the Chief Executive. The group is made aware that this report was merely to recommend that the Cabinet Commission's discussions with other councils throughout Leicestershire. It was not intended to consider any possible options for reorganisation at this point. The group agreed that it would be appropriate for the Cabinet to be asked to approve the recommendations set out in the report and to commission discussions with other district councils and Leicestershire County Council to try and determine the best format for restructuring local government in Leicestershire. Thank you, David.
Thank you for that. So has anybody got any questions or that they would like to ask Councillor Capleton? Is it all quite clear? Thank you. Thank you for your report, John. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, I'm going to ask the Chief Executive to present this report.
Thank you, Chair. Jeff Parker, Chief Executive. I think this can be fairly brief because I hope the report's quite self-explanatory. If you were to look at Part B, Paragraph 1, there is stated the a copy of the joint statement that district council leaders made on the 27th of July. And basically what the report recommends is that, if you like, the wording of that statement, at least part of that statement, is endorsed by Cabinet, which is that the leaders of Leicestershire have agreed to work together to review the current model of local government for Leicestershire. The second part of the report refers to other issues that are underway. So there is a Cabinet decision by Leicestershire County Council on reorganisation. That was a decision that they took on the 6th of July. And there is a timetable published for consultation on that. That's referred to in the report. And that proposal was responded to by the leader of Charnwood and a number of others, and the Charnwood's leader response is set out in paragraph 4. So the remainder of the report really sets out a summary of the guidance that exists from central government and ministerial statements about how this type of exercise should be done in terms of working collaboratively and looking at a range of models and ensuring that there's extensive consultation, inclusion, all of those kinds of things. And I hope you'll find that the statements that are there are all kind of fairly self-evident and self-explanatory. So they are really there to paint the picture of the framework within this kind of an exercise might be undertaken. Obviously, it's not something that's been done in Leicestershire before. And then the final part of the report, I think as the leader said, or deputy leader I should say, in his introduction, this is not a decision time, this is to start a process. So it's very clear that district leaders feel that there should be a process, but there's no predetermined outcome, there's no preference as to what the result should be. The whole purpose is to examine what the options are, and then having carefully analysed those and consulted upon them, come to a conclusion about what might be the best thing. And I do think that is where, for example, the interests of all of our residents would be picked up through that process. So it's very important that there's no preemptive leaping to a conclusion. But the report does actually identify there are bound to be some implications, because if there is change, obviously the whole structure of this council and every council in Leicestershire would conceivably change, and therefore corporate plans would all need to be rewritten, and the way the organisations are actually structured would all change. So there are lots of corporate implications consequent upon what may happen. But as I said previously, we're not at that point yet. This is just to commission the work to examine that. So hopefully that covers it, Chair. Obviously the recommendations are on in part A, which are essentially to endorse the position that the district council's leaders have taken regarding working together in a joint way and in a collaborative way to find the best thing to do.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jeff. Has anybody got any questions? I mean, this really is initial stages, and I think it's quite obvious that all district leaders will be looking to do the best for their residents, the same as we will be. It is really, really... That will come out, I think, as and when they have got the agreement, as they've said in this paper here. I don't want to meddle with it, really. If they've agreed this, all the other questions, including the concerns, which I agree with, that Councillor Snart has brought up, every district will want to be doing the best, and there is no point in preempting anything. But there is no point in doing anything unless it is better than we've got, both for residents and in the services that we provide. And I'm confident that, as we always have since over the last 11 years, we will do everything we can and put customers first in all our considerations. And this is just the initial. That will come out later. Everything else will come out later. So, over to Cabinet. Any questions or queries?
Councillor Jenny Boker, thank you, Deputy Leader. I totally agree with your comments and observations. And as you say, it would be very difficult to amend an agreement that has been made with all the district councils in just our council. So I think the message of looking after our customers is inherent in the statement that was issued. And I fully support the recommendation of this report.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Boker. Has anybody else got any questions? Councillor Rawlings.
Yeah, just briefly, Councillor Roy Rawlings, and I'll just echo those comments of Councillor Boker there, really. I think it's crucial, and I think it will come out later down the line, that we are putting the residents of Charnwood first, and we are doing that in agreeing to work collaboratively, because we've got to work with the other local authorities in order for this to work and to explore viable options. So I'll be supporting the statement as it is.
Thank you, Councillor Rawlings. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Everybody's finished. So I make recommendations as outlined on page one of the report for the reasons as outlined on page one. If I could have a seconder.
I would like to second that, Deputy Leader.
Thank you. All those in favour? Right, that's unanimous. Thank you. I seem to have done rather a lot of talking tonight. We've been going for 23 minutes, so I'll let you go home. Thank you for your contribution.